Well, welcome again. Seems like we're just seeing a lot of each other these days. But oh, what a place to meet right before the throne of God. I love to pray. I love to spend time in His presence. And I really love it when we can see with our own eyes the things that He does to answer our prayers. It's so faith-building. Jesus yet has a lot to do with the earth, in the earth, on the earth, over the earth, and He's not done yet. So if anyone on this line is hoping this means we're going to be raptured, we're not. Not yet. We've got quite a few years to go for that. And I want you to know that what is happening right now in Israel is not depictive of that scripture that was just read, Revelations 5, 7 through 12. That isn't what Daryl was trying to say. But whenever something of consequence happens, there is a rolling out of this of the scroll, and there is a removal of the seal. That's not something that is only going to happen in, you might say, the Revelation period or the very end times. God has many scrolls in heaven, many, 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 many. You can imagine for all the events of history, He must have countless souls, scrolls, and countless seals that must be opened before these critical events can be released to take place. So this passage of scripture does speak of some end time events, but it also gives us an indication of what happens in heaven before things happen here on the earth. Sometime when we've got extra time, I'd love to share that with you. God has revealed very many things to me about it. And there's just nothing more beautiful than to come to the understanding that you are learning God's ways. Israel knew His acts. Well, a lot of Christians know God's acts. Probably not as many as the Lord would like, but few, even in Christian leadership, know His ways. Take Moses, for instance. He had a brother and a sister that were working with him, loved him, they were devoted to him. They believed in him. They wanted to know this God of glory, the God of Israel, but they didn't know His ways. They had heard, just like Moses did, of His acts. And like the rest of Israel, they could probably stay up all night counting the many acts of the Lord that were so critical, so important to Israel's own existence. But out of the millions that knew His acts, only one, and that was Moses, knew His ways. So God is going to be separating out in these coming days. I'm not saying He's going to discard ministers that don't know His ways. That's not what I'm saying. But He will be separating out those who have gone on to maturity and understanding the ways of God, and those who yet need to learn that because they know his acts doesn't mean they know his ways. And as that happens, many Christians are going to become confused, disgruntled, wondering who's speaking the truth, who isn't speaking the truth. Don't get mad at leadership. Don't get mad at God. He has a time and a purpose for every season under heaven. And our leaders fit under that category. Just because they don't maybe know his ways now doesn't mean they won't know his ways in a bit. So just be patient, prayerful. That's what we all must do. We must love our leaders. Pray for them, because a lot of things are happening in the spirit realm and they really need the prayers of the congregation. And about tonight's message, so does Israel. Israel so badly needs the prayers of God's intercessors, because things are happening. God knows they're happening. He actually sent the red horse, according to Revelation 6:4, to implement the removing of peace from the areas of pockets in the world that are in war right now, either in war or headed into war. He has to do that, because unless he does, war would never happen anywhere. I mean, God is the ultimate authority, not Satan. And so he sent his horse, some translations call him the bay horse, others call him the red horse, but they're one and the same horse. And he sends that horse. I've seen that horse. I was taken up into the heavens, surrounded by a huge group of angels, and was told about that horse, told about his purpose, and how he works through God's times and purposes in the earth. So here we are, we're watching with our own eyes that this is one way God works. It is one of his ways to bring about his will in the earth. So peace has been removed temporarily. Israel is on fire. We need to pray. Russia and Ukraine are on fire. We need to pray for them. I don't see Ukraine as a martyr. I see that they both have a purpose in God's plans, and he will work his purpose out for Ukraine and for Russia. The purpose for Ukraine won't be quite as fun to watch, but we never know what will happen after the era of discipline is over. We're waiting to see it all worked according to God's will in the earth. So we pray, because if we cannot stop the ultimate war, which my hope is we can, and I feel that God has given us some pretty strong encouragement, so we're going to keep thinking that way until the Lord says otherwise. And because if the ultimate war, if it does escalate to that point, millions will be lost. Millions will die. So God has asked us, he's called us as a group of intercessors to intercede for this situation, both in Ukraine in Israel. We don't yet see China and Taiwan in utter war, but I really feel like with persistence, we can put that off. I know the elite don't want to put it off because they want their many pockets of crises to point to the very last days and shoving us into World War III. That's not God's will at this time. And we have to pray according to his will, which this time is a very good thing, right? So, but we do want to pray for China and Taiwan because God has precious souls that he wants to bring into the kingdom in those two nations. He wants to thwart Satan's plans there, just as he does in Israel, just as he does in Ukraine. And he's a loving God. So we want to stand on his side, right? Then we have to talk about Africa this week because Africa is already going through the things that I have seen over the years. As a continent, they are. It's not like it's limited to one country in Africa. Many countries are going to be visited with God's extreme judgment before it's over. And even in that, God is going to be reaching for the lost. So it's important that we keep the African continent in prayer until further instructed. And then last but not least is good old America. So we're going through our chaos, our crises, just like the Lord said we would. But the enemy, I hope you remember this, the enemy wanted to give us a Cat 4 storm in this country right now. We're living through that time right now. But the Lord himself said, I'm not going to let that happen because you prayed, you were faithful, you did what God is asking us to do. He's going to spare America of that Cat 4 storm, and he's going to bring it all the way down to a Cat 2. So there is going to be chaos. There is going to be some crises. There are going to be some riots. There are going to be some uprisings. When exactly in the next 6 months this will happen, there'll even be a little persecution. So it'll be line upon line. I think there are moments that we're going to feel overwhelmed, but don't throw your hands up in the air and start screaming, what good is prayer? Well, every time you think about screaming that, I want you to remember it was going to be a Cat 4 storm. And now it's only going to be a Cat 2 storm. And if we can't thank God for that and the power of prayer, we'll never be able to thank him for anything. I've been through Cat 2 hurricanes. And with my head under the table, you might say, a Cat 4 storm, a hurricane passed right by the coast when I was down there. And I felt so sorry for the people. But God did miracles, and he kept things from happening that should have happened. And when it was all over, it wasn't as terrifying as I thought it would be because we're hidden under the shelter of his wing if we belong to him. So we thank God for his goodness, but tonight we're going to be repenting in what we call Yes, identificational repentance for Israel. So we're going to repent for Israel as though we ourselves had done the wrong. And so God calls it identificational repentance. And he will make things right. He'll turn things around for Israel, because Israel cannot repent at this time. It's not prepared for that at this time. It's coming, and he's preparing, but they're not there yet. So we will do the repentance for them in hopes that it will bring them to the awareness of where they are and why they're there, so that they can receive God's blessings. Now listen, please listen, my dear friends. Please listen. In this hour, there are going to be all kinds of ministers saying all kinds of things. And for a season, it's going to seem like, you know, everyone is contradicting everybody else. And everyone is just absolutely positive that they've got it right. And it's going to throw the body into chaos and confusion, which is why Satan wants to do this. He will blind the eyes of ministers over this issue and other ministers over that issue and still other ministers over another issue. They once agreed, but now they can't seem to find anything to agree on. That's okay. Let them do all the hollering they want to do. You as an intercessor, you as a Christian, you as a child of God, have the right to stay in peace, to turn your faith away from the ministers that you thought had all the answers, and to keep your eyes on Christ and his word. You might say, but I've never really understood his word. Well, then you're not praying enough. Pray that he will open his word to you. Pray that he will teach you what you don't know how to learn in his word. Pray that his spirit will be your counselor, your teacher, your comforter in the hour of chaos. It won't last long, I promise you. So don't do what others who do not know Christ might do. We don't want to see anyone jumping off of bridges or jumping off of buildings like they did in the Great Depression. Just stay calm. No matter what, stay calm. God's big enough to handle even the chaos, but more importantly, he wants to handle you. He wants to hold you in the palm of his hand. He wants to teach you his ways through the difficult times. So don't run in fear. Stand and wait. Stand with an open ear. Stand with an open heart. Stand with a heart of faith that he's a good God. He loves you. He will not let you fail, utterly fail and fall. He won't. He will hold you if you want to be held. He'll keep you stabilized if you want to be stabilized. But I'm telling you these things, and Ricky and I have been talking a lot the last several days, and we agree. We are at the time that she and I have both been talking to you about all year. So God knew it. He knew before he ever created earth what was going to happen in October and November 2023. And before he created you. So he knows how to bring you through better than you know how to bring you through. So just sit down in the palm of his hand. Let the waves beat about and tell yourself, it is well with my soul. Amen. Okay, so we're going to get started with Israel. We really want to see Israel pulled out of this in God's time clock, not in the enemy's. And we don't think Israel's perfect, but we do think that they are still beloved of the Lord. And he has plans and purposes. I can't tell you how strong this is on me today. He has plans and purposes for Israel. They're there to do his will, whether they're doing it the way we think it should be done or not. There's a purpose for this. And the purpose will serve the world before it's over. Paul said that when they arise in the knowledge of Christ, it will be as though life from the dead. The glory will be so great. Well, the glory can't be so great if a whole nation is dead. So you have to understand this is limited. It is limited. And it's limited by God's time and that red horse that stands over it until it's time for him to leave. And then he'll go back to heaven. And the same with the red horse that's over Ukraine and Russia. And when the Lord says return, he'll come back to heaven. The same with China and Taiwan. The same with America. God's watching. He's watching over us. And he's watching over us to do us good in the end. Amen. Everyone can say, yay for Jesus. And clap your hands because he's a real good God. Okay, I better stop here so we can get moving on. My dear friend Cynthia is going to start us out in prayer. So thank you for coming. We bless you. You bless us. And we'll all bless God.